escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station, and Slim is out here with us. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. If you're thinking about coming out here this morning, you're looking at your weather app, and you see that heavy rain, the little icons, don't believe it. It's not that bad out here. Like, I just feel like it's a little misty. But it's not as bad as what the weather app makes it look like, in my opinion, right now. Would you agree with that?
If you were out here last week, it's almost exactly like it was the day they practiced outside.
Yeah.
Last Monday?
I just find it odd that you bring that up when the rain is literally the heaviest.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I looked at you sideways. I was like, it's definitely raining now. It was not raining a minute ago, and you didn't say anything. Now it's definitely raining.
So. You're like, I'm going to say it when it's raining the heaviest.
I have this written down on my schedule of things to say.
No, I just feel like this is not as bad as I thought it was going to be when I was looking at the weather app in my car this morning. I'm pleasantly surprised by it.
Does feel like we've gotten boo-koodles of rain lately, so.
I was going to work it in. All right, obviously, Friday's game, it was the first preseason game for the Falcons. It came to a halt after Maurice Norris suffered an injury and was taken to Grady. Both teams agreed to wait out the clock. NFL did eventually call it. Before we get into the Falcons takeaways, and I do want to ask Mike and Bo about their breakout players of the game, I do want to talk about Maurice for a second because, Mike, I think you probably have pretty good insight on dealing with injuries. He's put out on social media that he's all good. I wouldn't think he's jumping back into practice today. But when he is clear to go, is there a level of anxiety to get back out there after injury, or how do you think his headspace is going to be?
This is one of those interesting ones where when DeMar Hamlin had an issue, it was like, you know, they need to double and triple check that his heart is okay and things like that. This was a traumatic head injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you deal with that, I don't know how you go about the timeline of return. I mean, it was way more severe than a concussion. And obviously, you know, you stay overnight in the hospital. But then again, like, it's not one of those things where you're going to do a lot of testing, I don't think. So I don't honestly know, just from a medical standpoint, what exactly they're dealing with. I just know that if I'm him, I'm not in any hurry to climb back in a set of shoulder pads and a helmet, and they'll give him plenty of time. I'm, you know, at least, a week plus, to be able to make decisions like that. But just terrifying. And you have to wonder about where his mental headspace is. And, I am sure that they will have him visit with a number of people, not just medical professionals, but also, you know, people that can talk to him about the psychology of the issue and make sure that he's, you know, back to square with that. So, I don't know. Like, you look at it and, you know, he's saying I'm all good. He's back at the facility yesterday and everything else. But, man, just no rush, dude.
Like, right.
Just take plenty of time. Take plenty of time. Not take enough time. Take plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah. Take plenty of time. Well, before all of that came to a halt, there was some football played. I did ask you guys a few minutes ago who your breakout players were. We've got a video up at 9:29 morning shift. Mike, you said Easton Stick.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he was – and really, this was a good weekend for quarterback depth around the NFL, was it not? I mean, I kind of came out of the weekend going, man, Jackson Dart played all right. Shedeur Sanders played really well. Tyler Shuck had his ups and downs, but okay. Yeah, like, there was just a number of pieces around the NFL as far as Stetson Bennett. Like, there's a number of people around the NFL that you're like, man, I don't know what that guy's future is, but for that one kind of weekend, they played really, really well. So Easton Stick definitely fit in that category. You know, good night. I thought that all the, you know, he made some throws on the run. He made some off-schedule throws, but even the ones that were on schedule, it seemed like he really linked up with Dylan Drummond and Chris Blair and was able to make some nice things happen in the passing game. So, and that was at a moment when the Falcons' run game was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be able to do that, I thought the pass protection was good. Thought most of the linemen did a really, really good job in pass pro, and Easton Stick was able to step up, get comfortable in the pocket, and deliver the ball down the field.
Bo, you mentioned Brandon Dorlus. What were your takeaways from him?
He's a guy that the fans didn't see a lot from, and I don't think we saw a lot from him last preseason either, really, that showed a lot of hope. He looked fast. I mean, he looked like he was getting good penetration in the backfield. He looked very physical. It's just kind of like what you want. This is an attacking solid defense, and he was a guy that, you know, you kind of had high hopes for coming out of Oregon. And then last year it seemed to be a red shirt, but he was in the backfield when he was on the field. I had his snap count pulled up earlier. I'm not sure just how much he got, but I want to say he probably played like 30% of the snaps, and they were really good reps. He played only 27%, but 13 snaps, and they were noticeable ones, which is good.
I agree. He really popped off film too. I haven't made my way all the way through the entire three quarters that they played, but Brandon Dorlus is definitely one of those guys that kind of popped off the screen. Him along with Kentavious Street up front, which, you know, I don't know what anybody expects out of Kentavious Street, but he needs to take a larger role this year, along with guys like TQ Graham, Lakeil London, because you are missing Grady Jarrett and obviously Eddie Goldman from last season. So I thought both those guys played pretty well up front.
And look, I know a lot of people want to hear about, you know, the rookies and Jalen Walker and James Pierce. I thought they both did very well. It seems like they got a lot of attention when they were on the field from the opposing team, which is right away kind of a good sign. If they're going to show them attention, I think it could open up other people.
Well, and it kind of goes to the point we're talking about pushing the middle of the pocket so that you can allow the edge rushers to go to work. That fumble, the forced fumble at the end of the first half, you know, the Falcons drive down with Easton Stick to score a touchdown. You come out with, I believe Hendon Hooker was at the quarterback spot, and you force a fumble that ends the first half. Brandon Dorlus poked the ball out, but you're talking about the edge rushers and everybody of the front four. It's a four-man rush, and they forced that fumble back in the pocket. So I thought a lot of good kind of came from that.
And they had one earlier in the game too. I think it was I don't know if it was Rook or AK1 that might have forced it, but they had one earlier in the game too.
Yeah. They had a few different good plays like that.
Was there anything from Friday's game that you saw could maybe predict what we're going to be seeing at training camp today and then with the dual practice with the Tennessee Titans when they come to town?
I don't know about predict. I mean, there's a number of different things that stuck out to me. First of all, we both kind of noticed, and Casey Washington played. He started, but there were no balls thrown his way from my understanding. And, you know, he was out relatively quickly. I think he only, would you say 12 snaps, something like that?
Yeah, 13.
So that was interesting to me because, to me, the fact that you're playing is interesting because we've talked about him wide receiver 4 right now with Darnell Mooney out. But then it's like they take him out and they're like, hey, man, we're good. We know, mm-hmm. we know what you can do. Let's get some of the depth in there at wide receiver, which the depth did show out. Dylan Drummond had an incredible night. So I think that was one of my main takeaways. Obviously, the safety rotation. I thought that DeMarco Hellam's bringing physicality, just trying to just absolutely destroy people when he was making tackles. I don't know that coverage-wise that DeMarco Hellam's played extremely well, but I know that when he got there, he was ready to bring some bad news with him. So that was interesting to see as well. And if you want to talk about projection, I would predict that's probably going to be a fist fight from the safety position in the next couple of days because he didn't look like a guy that wanted to be tested. So it's interesting nonetheless.
Well, there's definitely some work to be done in the run game for offensively. Yeah. I didn't think Jack Nelson played well early. Mike, I think you thought he might have settled in as the game went on. He did not play well very early, but it's also his first NFL game. You got to give him a little bit
I think you're spot on.
Of kind of leeway, right? I mean, he's got to show he can play, but you also have to allow him to adapt and grow. You can't – I don't believe personally, I think you're kind of – it's kind of foolish to say or even to do the fact of, like, cut a guy after one quarter – really, or two quarters of a preseason game, you got to let him grow into it or say, well, he sucks, I'm done with that guy. I don't know what you saw from Jovan Gwynn. I know you got to see a little bit more and watch a little more of him, but that's a guy to me that's has to show out in camp or he might not be here when September comes.
And that's exactly, you saw the Falcons go and sign a center over the weekend. I thought Jovan Gwynn, I thought he was great in pass protection. I really, really did. I thought he was great in pass protection. I thought when it came to the run game, it was not good. I mean, I did not see him in the, you know, four wide zone snaps that I think I saw from him. I'm not sure I saw him climb to the second level once. And I thought Jack Nelson was a lot the same. I think one of the reasons I felt like Jack Nelson settled in is because they stopped trying to run the ball. You know, it was like, hey, man, he really settled in. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure they tried to run the ball in the second quarter. You know what I mean? And so they kind of went away from that. The first run play they run, he gets a holding call out on the perimeter. So I think they went away from that. He settled in pass pro. I think him and Brandon Parker both kind of settled in pass pro. And I don't know that any of the guys up front played earth-shatteringly good in the you know, in the run game, but the protection for the most part did settle in. I think Easton Stick had the one sack very early, and after that, it seemed like he kind of take his time back in the pocket.
Yeah. I'll go to one of the things I saw from the Dotson and Corbin and Nathan Carter. I thought they were really good in pass pro. Those were the backup. Those are the third string running backs. I thought Dotson was really good in pass pro, and so was Corbin. They both picked up some free runners in the middle and just eight. I mean, those are you know how those collisions are right there, especially when you've got guys that are, what, 5'10", 5'9", 5'11", taking on some 6'1", 6'3", linebackers, right? I mean, that's a different type of collision. Also, you know, and I got asked on Twitter just now by our guy Randy Lewis, who listens all the time, did Braylon Trice play? I did not see him, and I'm looking through it right now for, like, a snap count.
Yeah, I didn't notice him either.
Don't ask me.
I don't either.
I mean, don't know.
Look, and I was asked the same question over the weekend, man. What does it say that Younghoe Koo didn't play? And,
well, for,
I don't know.
Like, I think they mean different things. I would tell you.
It's weird. Youngway doesn't play, and then Creek goes out and nails a 57-yarder, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, but he also missed a 53-yarder.
I mean, yeah, he did definitely later in the game.
And I'm not trying to take away from that 57-yarder because that was a heck of a kick. I think Youngway not playing is more about his standing right now in that battle. I believe Braylon Trice not playing could have been circumstantial where they wanted to get those young guys in a lot more reps, and they're going to work him in, and they're not ready to give up on him after an injury season, a missed season, basically, right?
Sure.
So I don't know if it's overly telling, but I'm not really sure. Because maybe they don't think – maybe they weren't trying to rush him, and they're like, we don't necessarily need to see you go out there and play in the first preseason game. But I don't know. Because other guys played that I didn't think Arnold Ebiketie would play a lot.
I didn't think you'd see Morgan Fox late in the third quarter. I did not.
Yeah,
did not see that one coming.
And you did.
Well, definitely a lot to take away from Friday's game. I do want to retract my statement earlier. It is definitely raining. I think my rain coach is very efficient, and I was not realized.
You are realized. Just in a bad spot because you are getting just dripped on.
Okay,
right now.
So, but I didn't realize that, and I went to take my raincoat off because it's a little bit warm, and then rain just immediately started hitting me. I'm like, oh, I'm protected.
I got to tell you, don't put your hood up. Because I'm pretty sure it's full of water.
Oh, God.
Don't put your hood up. Pretty sure it's like a puddle in there.
Okay, I'm going to have to flip it inside out. If you're coming out here today, make sure to bring the umbrella, the raincoat. Be prepared for today.
Unbelievable.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders, how he did in his first preseason game when we go in the huddle. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the...
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station. Slim is on site with us here, also getting rained on. I have since had to move positions where I am under the tent because I was getting rained on and had no idea previously. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but we've gotten halfway through the show and I haven't asked either of you. Bo, I know you've worked with Grant before, but how did you like working with the other Macaulay?
Yeah, I'll let Mike take this at first because I have boo-koodles of experience with Grant through my career.
It was hilarious. Obviously, I've been around Grant and know Grant well, but first time we ever worked with one another, and mm-hmm. I thought he was so funny. He's unique in the way he approaches his preparation, and to be just open the can of worms a little bit for everybody out there, to put somebody in on a postgame show in a situation that nobody has literally ever seen before at the end of an NFL game, and then all of a sudden we're starting the postgame show at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I told him afterwards, I said, Grant, we'll never do a postgame show this difficult, like ever. Your storylines stop right there. Your scoring stops right there. The late game drama stops right there and everything else that goes along with it. But we had a good time. We made it work and obviously able to chop it up and talk about different performances from the game. And he was funny, though, man. I never have seen Grant. He wasn't flustered, but you could just tell he was like on his P's and Q's of like, I want to get this right.
You never seen him not in full control.
Probably a good way to put it.
I automatically feel sorry as a person that loves what I do and would do post game in a heartbeat if it, you know, I could do it and still do the games and stuff. But I feel sorry for anybody that has to do a preseason post game show.
Yeah,
much less one that plays out that way. I'm literally we're in the locker room. And Rock comes in and does the interview with us, and then I get word that they're basically closed. Both teams were closed in their locker rooms, and out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I text Mike immediately. Hey, man, like I know you guys probably don't need me, but if you need any help, let me know because it's going to be a long post game.
Yeah, and post games can draw out. You know, I was telling Grant, I was like, man, when we did a post game after the Las Vegas Raiders Monday Night Football game, and I'm on till like, you know, 1:30 in the morning trying to talk about the ugly 16-9, whatever that game was. Like, my eyes are bleeding. I'm like, you know, this is that difficult. Like, this one tonight is that difficult for different reasons. Obviously, we weren't very talkative when we got on, and then there's just not a lot to talk about on the flip side. We're not going to talk about the division standings or anything. You know what I mean? So it was unique. I'm curious. What did he say about it?
Well, he had a lot of fun with it. Of course, it was a very difficult situation. And, you know, first one right out of the gate, like you said, it's a difficult situation to be thrown into. But I was listening, and you guys sounded good, first of all. But then, Bo, you called in and were a part of the show, too. And I was like, everyone's having fun without me.
Feeling left out.
It's the morning shift without me.
Hey, you made your debut, too, in the pregame show.
Yeah, I did.
Rise Up Rewind was awesome.
Also, fun is not necessarily the word I would use.
No, of course.
No, I know, but, like, the that's the problem, though, is we enjoy our job, mm-hmm. okay? So, to go on, I was, like, talking to these guys, and I was trying not to get too – sound like I was having too much fun. Like, keep a certain tone because it was a very serious way the game ended.
Yeah, somber.
And – but I was really enjoying just talking with my boys, right? Like, those are my guys. Like, and so it's kind of a difficult space, and I'm not trying to make it about us because we weren't the main story, but it's just that's one of those deals where you're trying to be respectful of the situation, but also – be energetic, have fun doing what it is we do, which we do enjoy doing. So it was a little bit of a different situation, but I text Grant and Mike at the end, and I just gotten home, and I was like, guys, it sounds great. Also, just remember, this is the hardest post-game show you'll probably ever do.
Yep.
Unless we decide to recreate a 28-3 type moment, and that won't be fun. But this is the hardest one you're gonna ever do, and you got out of the way right out of the gate.
Truly a baptism by fire situation, but no, kudos to all of you. Bukudos of kudos to all of you.
There you go. Now you're getting on board. Also the resident wordsmith that I trust more than anyone, Mike Conti, has heard the word bukudos used and is okay with
gosh.
It. So
are you actually texting him about that right now? Ridiculous. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. Got an injury to talk about. Eagle Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson was carted off practice with a leg injury. In the background, when he was being carted off, you could hear Dylan screaming out, "The season's over!"
No! Dylan probably wasn't, but Saquon probably was. And not that the season's over for them by any stretch of the imagination. And we'll wait for word on the severity of that injury, but when you get carted off with a knee thing, he's had a torn ACL before. Anybody that remembers him, Nick Saban allowing him to come in for the final snap of the national title game. I guess it was 2020 when Bama wins the national title. He comes in for the final snap with a torn ACL because he had torn his ACL just a couple weeks prior to that and was not able to be a part of that game plan. But he's had it before. He's a guy who is one of, if not the best offensive guards in the league and just an overall likable guy. And you hate it, man, because he's one of those people that I think when you look at the Eagles and you look at their offensive line play, they're just really, really good up front, and he is a massive part of that.
Two things that just came to mind. I forgot about him being injured, and I also cannot believe it's been since 2020 since Alabama's won a national title. I really hate that. I think we just got so, you know, used to them winning every other year or whatever. But, I hate it for Landon Dickerson because I think he's a hell of a player. He's a fighter. He's kind of the one – he's like your offensive – like, when you think about offensive linemen, you think about guys like Landon Dickerson and Caleb McGarry.
The railroad tie for his front bumper at a certain point. Then he auctioned it off once he started making good money and gave the money to charity.
So, Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart both looked pretty good over the weekend. Shedeur had two touchdowns, completed 14 of 23 passes for 138 yards. Jackson Dart, 12 of 19 passes for 154 yards.
I don't want to say I expect the Jackson Dart to look good, but I think Brian Daboll has a way of making his quarterbacks comfortable for the most part, or can, in given a certain situation. And Jackson Dart can move around, do different things. Shedeur, though, moving around in the backfield, and I by no means like don't think that he can move, but I thought his maneuverability in the backfield just to find open throwing windows was really good. I don't know what the future holds for them at that position, but I thought that for everything – being made of that moment, it wasn't too big for him at all.
Yeah, so much for the this is a setup, they're setting him up to fail narratives that certain people in the media just wanted to throw out there. I thought he looked good. Now, continue to do this, build on this, go do it against, you know, a little bit maybe better competition. You don't know. I'm not sure which team he was going against, second or third. But, look, he did good. I'm glad to see it because I think he needed that more than anything just to kind of quiet it. Only problem is like, you mentioned Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart, and this is not a you thing. Anybody talk about the number one overall pick, how he did?
Yeah.
I mean, Cam Ward went 5 of 8. He didn't play very long, but it's like, we're talking about, we have just completely ignored this entire offseason.
Bryce Young played.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, there's lots of guys that played.
How about Stetson Bennett having a good weekend? There was a bunch of them.
But that just shows you that they're riding, the national media narrative is riding Shedeur Sanders because they think it's clicks. And they're ignoring guys that have either already been in the league playing or guys that are higher draft picks. And I mean, Cam Ward is a pretty big storyline. I cannot wait to watch
him
tomorrow.
I was going to say, we'll see him in 24 hours out here.
Well, I have a different Cam we can talk about. Cam Little, the Jaguars' Cam Little, nailed a 70-yard field goal. Did you see this?
I almost feel bad for him that it wasn't in an actual game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, man, that was crazy cool. I'm like, oh, well.
Well, he tweeted, don't. He was like, guys, don't worry about the record. Yeah. He's like, there's going to be another 70-yarder in my career.
Ooh, check him out.
I love it. I love that. Also, real quick update. We were talking about Youngway and Lenny Krieg and who, why, when, where. My boy Shock seemed to think that was maybe intended, that maybe they just want to see a rhythm from these guys. So that's kind of what was alluded to me. So maybe that's just their, you know, one get one game, the other get the other. And
sure.
See who's it? Whoa. Almost had a golf cart incident here at Flowery Branch.
Three golf carts coming together in one spot, baby. That was,
we need a traffic light right
in
front
of us. You
can
see one of them coming, but not two.
Slim is about to become an engineer / medic for a few minutes here.
Well, coming up, they're on a winning streak now. We'll talk about those Braves, and we've got them mic'd up on the way.
I'm not a guy to follow along with fitness fads, but I've been watching a couple of people out here at training camp for the last couple of weeks, and I think I might have fallen for one. I'll tell you what it is on the other side.
That is next with the Morning Shift. Live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Sports.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from Falcons Training Camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan, making sure these off-air conversations are not happening on air.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm like, Bo, cut it loose, baby.
We're about to be live.
Not like that, but Bo does this thing where he whispers and acts like nobody can hear him.
I know.
The microphone is next to your mouth.
No one can hear
me. Everybody can hear you whisper.
There's a speaker
playing out loud out here. The people up at the traffic light can hear you whisper.
No one heard me when I slightly stepped on Slim's foot and said, I'm sorry.
Everybody heard that.
Allie, no one heard it.
Pull that.
We're all sorry he stepped on your foot, Slim. We're all sorry. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates Experienced Personal Injury Attorneys. Get the strong arm. Before we get to the Braves, a couple of headlines we didn't get to in the huddles. This is in the huddle part two. Vikings wide receiver Rondale Moore suffered a pretty significant injury in his left knee on his first play of their preseason game versus the Texans on Saturday. That's after missing all of last season with the Falcons due to a major right knee injury.
I've told my story plenty of times on here. I made it back from the first season-ending injury, or actually it was actually the second of my career, but 2013 I broke my ankle and rehabbed a solid 12 months to get back from that, only to go into a preseason game against the Titans and have a season-ending injury the next year on my right foot. And it, from a mental standpoint, where he is at with everything going on with his career, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very – coming back from a season – we talked to Braylon Trice about it last week. Coming back from a season-long injury is very, very tough. Coming back from two in a row, next to impossible. And I made the decision at a certain point after that rehab that I was like, you know what, I'm not mentally prepared to do this a third time. So I stepped away from it. I'm not saying that's what he'll do. And obviously, very, very good player in his own right. But that's a tough, tough break for him, man.
Yeah, it's I really, really feel bad for him. Because, I mean, he was going to be in a talented receiving group if he was to make that team, and he would have had he might have had a chance to step up pretty quickly with the suspension of Jordan Addison, right, for the DUI. I think it's like three games. So it just – and he was a beast in college.
Oh, man.
I mean, at Purdue back in the day, he was an absolute beast. I think the guy caught like 1,000 balls in college, and I know I'm being facetious, but remember, Mike, there was that one year where he had like 150 catches.
It seemed like 20 every single week, man, for that offense that he was in, but it stinks all the way around. There's no doubt about it. He will always be remembered as the guy who got traded for Desmond Ridder.
Well, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's only Desmond didn't make the team out there in Arizona.
Nope.
And Rondell was gone early in training camp.
Yep.
So just unfortunate for all parties involved.
Well, moving on to Travis Hunter. He made his preseason debut working as a receiver and cornerback for the Jaguars. He had 2 catches for 9 yards in his 10 plays as a receiver before switching and playing 8 snaps on defense.
I never thought Travis Hunter looked like large to begin with, but, man, he looked small in that Jacksonville teal or whatever that color is.
He looks slight. Yeah, he had a slender look to him for sure.
But he looked shifty and quick, and he almost looked – you know what's funny is I know that he is these things. I never thought of him as like a slider, speedier guy. But dang, if that's not what he looked for when he was caught that little screenplay from Trevor Lawrence. And I didn't really get to see a ton of him on defense, but I did see him miss a tackle. But I mean, dude, that happens. It's so early to tell with a guy like him.
Look, it's not for me to decide, but it is for me to talk about. I just can't help but wonder if they're doing him a disservice by not letting him focus on one side of the ball at this point in his career. I know that's what he wants to do, and I know that's why he drafted him, and I know that's what made him great. But it is hard enough to be a part of an NFL roster on one side of the ball. I realize he's able to do it, but mentally, focusing on the things. You're right, there was a missed tackle. I thought he looked great. Getting his hands on a ball, but that one of those passes he caught, he was short of the first down. It was like, man, like get to the 6. I don't know.
But we are in preseason. Is there a chance they're going to move him to one or the other as they get into the regular season?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I keep asking the same question, Allie, and I keep looking at it. And then when you see him 10 snaps on offense, 8 snaps on defense, you're like, I guess it's not coming.
Well,
I don't know.
Now, here's the thing for me, and I think it's a great question. No, I think, is the answer. But the thing is what is his role on defense? Because now he's listed as a second-string DB. DBs are spots where you play every snap. If you're one of the two outside corners, you play every snap. The nickel is obviously based on personnel, but that's a personnel package that's on the field like 80% of the time now, right? Maybe he's that dime. If you're going to bring in another a corner and a dime package, but you know that's where you put him. Maybe he is a guy that if a guy's struggling, you bring in. I think it's true. I mean, don't take it from me. If you don't want to take it from Mike, take it from Devontae Adams, who was gave a very good in-depth answer about how detrimental it can be to a player's sustainable career long-term. I just don't like it. I think that he's being done a disservice by not only the team but the people in his camp to say, look, the best thing for you is to have a long career. Let's figure out what you think you can do, what you're better at, and let's go there.
I also just wonder about the actual nuts and bolts as a staff. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator and he's your starting wide receiver, and you see him in on like an 8-play drive, and then, you know, you want to make sure that you're in, you know, 11 personnel or whatever it is, and you want to make sure he's the second wide receiver. Are you, like, not thinking in the back of your head? I know Liam Cohen's, you know, calling the plays and everything else. But are you not thinking in the back of your head, like, I don't know that I want him to run this route because I don't know how much gas he has in the tank right now? Like, and it just – it presents a whole set of issues that I'm sure that the Jags are going to act like it's not a big deal. And maybe it's not, man. Maybe they have this in-depth just – you know, Microsoft Excel spreadsheet that tells them when they can run certain plays, but it's just a lot of caveat to a situation that I'm just not sure how they deal with it.
Well, think about the proverbial rookie wall. It's real. It really is a real thing. And it's not just the length of the NFL season because they start training camp in July, but it's the physicality of the game as well. Yeah. And that's a real thing. So what are you going to do when he hits that? And that'll cause injuries.
It will. And how many times do we talk about the workload of a running back? You know, hey, this guy carried the ball 380 times last. Like, dude, when you're talking about playing both ways, offensively and defensively, and you start looking at the next season and then the next season and the next season, you're like, man, this guy's played, you know, 5,000 snaps the last 3 years. It starts getting a little bit out of hand. So, I don't know, man. Look, it's for them to figure out, not me. But I said throughout the draft process, I was almost glad the Falcons didn't have that pick with him on the clock because I don't know what you do in that situation.
Right, right. Well, we're going to get to Mic'd Up in a moment. Mike is getting trendy. But first, Braves won yesterday 7-1 over the Marlins. Matt Olson, Ozuna, Michael Harris, they all got home runs. It was like, Oprah, you get a home run, you get a home run. So Joey Wentz allowed one run in 5 1/3 innings, and the Braves won 4 of 5 games against the Marlins. Kind of looked like the team we hoped they would be all season long this weekend.
I shouldn't, but I get so frustrated watching Michael Harris have good at-bats and have good hits and hard hit balls because I'm like, dude, like if this had just come around, I don't know, 2 months ago, we would be in much better situation. I know it's not all on him. It's not. It never is. But, man, he was just abysmal for the first half of the season. And then you watch him tearing it up and you go, he's going to get to the end of the year. His average is going to be like 260, and his numbers are going to be good. And it's not going to have that nuance of being like the timing of this couldn't have been worse because I just hope he has a better offseason, whatever he's doing this offseason, and he's not like a Joey Votto type. But you know how Joey Votto every April was just awful.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the year, he was like an MVP candidate and was hitting like 400.
That's kind of the pattern it feels like right now. Because last year he did something similar. Remember he finished the season strong last year? And I'll say it, makes you start to wonder, what is he doing in the offseason?
Yeah.
Because what is your offseason regimen like that you're not ready to go for the season until the All-Star break every year?
You remember Joey Votto was like, I'm going to take 1,000 at-bats this offseason against live pitching. And then the next one was like, that didn't work. I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to swing it at all until I get to spring training. And then that didn't work. And it was like, you know, maybe I'm going to go play winter ball. And then that didn't work, and it was just like the next thing throughout his – God knows, how long did Joey Votto play? 17 years or something like that? Just felt like a different kind of story every single spring training. So I don't know what the answer is, but watching him get hits, like the empty calories we've talked about, Marcelo Ozuna, starting to heat up again, you're like, okay, great, what does that mean?
Right.
You're going to be a free agent? Like the Raisel Iglesias starting to tear things up. You're like, are we going to sign him back? You know, I don't even know. I don't know what it means, but – bullpen had a good weekend, and that's something to be smiling about. All right, Dylon, let's hit this thing. I am not one for the recent fads that come along with fitness. I don't know if you guys have seen me. I don't exactly have a V-shaped physique, if you will, more of a pear body. You know, the spare tire and everything else going on. But I feel good about it, all right? But every morning we've come out here for the last 3 weeks, and we've been out here, you know, 5:15 a.m. We've watched people walk by. And what have they been? What have they had on, guys?
A weighted vest.
A weighted vest. Now, I am not one, like I said, for the latest in fashion trends, but I started looking up. I have a very, very hilly neighborhood. If you've never been out here to Flowery Branch, there is like a loop that goes all the way around the property, behind the lake in the back, behind the condos, all the way up by the indoor and all the way through the front parking lot, and then all the way up behind the hill that the fans sit on. It's very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
Started thinking about my own neighborhood. My wife has a weighted vest. Where she walks the dog, she wears a weighted vest. So over the weekend, I was like, you know what, man? I've been watching people do that for the last couple of weeks. I think I'm going to try this whole rucking thing. I'm going to throw on my wife's weighted vest. Now, she got irritated with me. She tried to tell me after one time, she tried to be like, you stretched out my weighted vest. I was like, whoa. No, I didn't. I wore it for 15 minutes. I walked 1 mile. I didn't stretch out your weighted vest. She's like, I can feel it. You stretched it out. You need to go get your own. And you know what? I wore it again yesterday, walked the dog, got about a mile and a half in, felt great, felt winded. It's not terribly hard on my joints, I don't think, because that's obviously a big thing for me. But I got done, went on the Amazon, boom, 40-pounder.
All right,
let's
go. 40 pounds.
40-pounder, let's go.
All right, I got questions.
Let's go.
First off, does she have one of those that's like weighted in the front or the one in the back?
Cause it's both.
Okay, yep. Because I want to know which one you bought, because I have thought about, my neighbor's got one, and he talks about it all the time. I'd like one.
Hers is not of the removable sort. I think that's hers right there, where it's kind of in the straps.
And how much weight was in hers?
She had a 20-pounder.
Okay, so you went double.
Well, look, I'm double her weight as it is. I might as well roll out there with double the weight.
What kind of, you're walking 15-minute miles?
I don't give or take. It's less than 20. I think it's 17, 18.
That's a nice pace.
Yeah.
That's a very good
pace.
It's
a brisk walk.
You also have a long gait.
Yeah.
So
big stride.
Google Maps will predict anyone walks 20 miles or 20 minutes for a mile.
Right. But that's more of a stroll.
Yeah.
It's, look, when I'm walking the dog, it's a lot slower.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, maybe that's
sniffing.
Maybe that's my problem. I have sprinkles with me, and she stops to pee and smell
everything.
Talk about
the size of the gait. Charlie, you know, being half German and half lab, he's probably covering a little more ground than
sprinkles. Hey, bro, those legs move fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like this. Like, it's like my my two fingers go like this.
So I've heard good things about the weighted vest. There's a lot of science behind it. It just makes me nervous. This is going to sound crazy, but I promise if you measure yourself at night versus in the morning, you're an inch taller in the morning, and it's because gravity squishes you throughout the day. It squishes your discs. And so I've been nervous that those weighted vests will make me shorter. And Lord knows I cannot lose any height. So I'm a little bit nervous to try them, but I hear such great things about them.
I have some height to give. And, you know, according to Bo, maybe I can get a discount on my clothes if I keep wearing the weighted vest.
Which
the thread count goes down.
Which one did you buy now?
I bought the 40-pounder with the removable 2.5.
You've given him a reason to be on his phone, Mike. This is what's happened.
I know, man. That's just really a good morning shift policy, isn't it?
That's
on me.
Did you get a design?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder
it's got
if
like
the
mine has the Velcro on the front where you can put like a patch on it. Yeah.
So we need like an update. You're going to start wearing it. It's probably arriving today if you already ordered it.
Tomorrow. I ordered it yesterday. I think it's supposed to be here tomorrow morning.
Okay. So then you're going to wear it for a week. Give us an update.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'm hoping that my feet, which have obviously had surgeries, my ankles and my knees, that I hope I can start losing weight before it starts hurting my joints.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like always the balance.
Well, what's the goal with it? Are you trying to lose weight or just trying to get stronger?
I'm trying to, you know what I'm really trying to do is like rid myself of the core issues like back pain, things like that. Just, you know, doing a little bit more. It's not that I don't exercise, it's just that it's sporadic. So I'm hoping this will give me a reason to kind of develop a plan.
I want an update because I might get the gray camo one. I like them.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call on the way. It's 404-726-0929. Colin, do you have a weighted vest? I'd love to know if anyone has experience using these. But right now, also, who are you rooting for in NFL at training camp? Who do you have your eye on? And what did you see in Friday night's game that has you excited or concerned for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. Dylan is taking your calls right now, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.